You can call me the MC, the man of the I, the host of the most. Right now, what we gonna do is we gonna do something that should have been done in the beginning, man. I'm gonna introduce a man who needs no introduction. The creator, the founder, Chris Lips, baby. I say B1. What's good
with you, my nigga?
What's up, Black?
Chilling,
my nigga. Buffet, hey, what you say down at the table? I'm great, give it grace. Time that I take, what you know? Oh, my name, Tay. But it really don't matter. It's a voice that say, come and follow me, cause I lead it to the clear. And anything that's going in your head, yeah, I'm near.
Let's get into it, man.
That's a good intro, dog.
As a human, people recognize you as Tayon or Tay.
Yeah.
But we here talking about this music sense. We know that you go by a different identity.
Yeah.
We know you as Tay Black and Mob.
No doubt.
But no longer go by that.
No.
It's an I Tay B1. It's a whole thing. Let's talk about this I Tay B1.
Man, I just, over the last couple of years, I just had so many IDs and I just really been trying to find myself, and it was... Tay Black and Mob was just a dude who needed to get over his oppression, depression, the stress, anxiety, the troubles, the lies, everything. And we made this dude, Tay Black and Mob, who just didn't put up with no shit, you know what I mean? No nonsense type of dude that could break the barriers and just evolve over everything and just conquer all types of shit. It didn't matter what he went through. It was Tay Black and Mob who just completely conquered everything. In recent years, the transformation that I was going through and what I was going through and what I was reading, how I was acting spiritually, you know, it just didn't make sense to have that dude or that kind of title and had that association with it, with all the baggage that came with it. So we had to drop that, you know, and we looked at Ate B1 as the guy who could gather it all, who could be just the dude. There was no more titles. There was no more Black and Mild or Black or Black Seeds or Tay Black or Tay Blacks. And there was no more. We were one. You know, I'd say B1. So many people know me as so many different names, but I just gathered it all as I'd say B1 to say that Tay won. You know, Tay is the one who did the creating, the creation of all of it. And that's just how I saw myself. It's just Tay, the winner of it all, the one. I'm only one individual person. That's where the I Tay B1 came from.
Now, let's get into Tay Black and Mild now. When you broke away from this, because this was your life,
mm-hmm.
Tay Black and Mild was really living that and doing the things he was saying.
Yeah.
And his lyrics were much more vulgar. They mm-hmm. expressed more idea.
Yeah.
They had more feeling. They had more sense of, this dude is real. You know, he goes through the same things as me. He does the same things as me, and he enjoys what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's not really looking for the fame. He's already got his own fame in the essence now.
It's done. It's finished. Beginning is where I done started. It's ending and no blink so. You niggas keep spending. You bending. You learning. You lending. Your friends and a lot of money.
How could you go from a lifestyle of that to turn it around and go into a spiritual journey with the music? What made or what came upon you to do this transition in such a way that you did it?
Honestly, I'm gonna say it straight up. I got burnt by a bitch. You know what I mean? I got burnt by my baby's mom. You know what I mean? I was doing some things that she ain't approve of, and I guess it was a payback thing. But either way, through it all, it was what scarred me. I mean, it really tore me down. It fucked with me mentally, spiritually, physically, the whole nine. As a whole being, I didn't exist to myself anymore. If I didn't have this one, life didn't mean shit. And it got to the point where I couldn't do shit. I couldn't work. I couldn't function. I couldn't do music. I couldn't do a thing. So I had to go to what I knew, which was my beginning, the church, the gospel. You know, and there was one thing that just kept playing over and over. Trouble may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And it was the beginning of that. And I opened up the Psalms, and it was really the beginning of that where the Spirit really just took over my life. And I could leave that transformation through Tay Black and Mild and start to enter into what this real realm was. I just wanted answers. I needed the truth. I needed to know what was going on with me. Was there shit that I was doing that was ruining the lifestyle that I lived? The music hadn't really taken over. everything. It was just my art, my love, things that I wanted to do. But after this spirit's transition, it's really when it came through.